Voting rights advocates are worried that the formerly incarcerated are being denied the right to vote in this election. Since 2016, those convicted of a felony in Maryland have been able to vote if they were not in prison at the time of registration. WYPR's health and housing reporter Sarah Y. Kim has more.
This should not and is not a new issue.
Nicole Hansen-Mundell is the executive director of Out for Justice, a Baltimore-based grassroots organization led by formerly and currently incarcerated individuals. She and other formerly incarcerated advocates have been fighting for their voting rights for years. They helped pass a 2016 state law that allows people convicted of a felony to vote when they are on probation and parole. But one of their members, Latasha Faison, received a letter from the Baltimore City Board of Elections dated October 10th. It says that she can't vote because she committed a crime. Faison says she was not incarcerated when she registered to vote.
I researched the law myself, so I know that the law is in place.
Kiana Johnson is the executive director of Life After Release. Johnson says it's inexcusable for the Board of Elections to send Faison this letter.
This is voter suppression, and this is borderline criminal, and we need to talk about it like it is.
City Election Director Armstead Jones told WYPR that the city board sends these letters based on information from the State Board of Elections, which says they calculated Faison was currently incarcerated based on a court report. Monica Cooper, the executive director of the Maryland Justice Project, says election boards cannot afford to make these mistakes.
They do not get the chance to mess this up because we only have one time to get this right. Once November 3rd is gone, it is gone. It's G-O-N-E, it is gone.
Cooper is worried Faison is not the only one who has received this letter.
How many other people have they sent this to? You would think by now that they clearly understand that this is a population, just like the rest of the general population, that you must ensure have access to the ballot.
She says that suppressing the vote of formerly incarcerated people, which adversely affects people of color, is just another example of systemic racism.
Since African Americans were brought to this shore, the suppression of the vote has been linked directly to racial discrimination.
Cooper says if the State Board of Elections supported their voting rights, they would be more proactive about ensuring they can vote. She's urging the public to hold the board accountable.
And people need to stand out there with signs and demand that they do more to keep our system 100%. There have been elections that have been decided by three votes. Every single vote count, and I mean every single one, and that is what they get paid for. If they can't make that happen, then they don't need to be there.
Hansen-Mundell hopes that the letter Faison received will help their cause gain momentum.
The hope is that because of this letter, it will garner us the support from the State Board of Elections to work with us to come out to every local board of elections and educate their base on how to engage with formerly incarcerated people and how to talk about formerly incarcerated people having access to the ballot.
If you are a formerly incarcerated voter who gets a letter like Faison's, Hansen-Mundell is asking you to reach out for help through Out for Justice's hotline. They also want to help with getting you to the polls and getting in touch with your local board of elections.
You have the right to vote and you should vote.
Early voting in Maryland starts next Monday. I'm Sarah Y. Kim, reporting for 88.1 WYPR.
The hotline number to call for Out for Justice is 443-692-7132.